There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess, you know, just getting your boobs done or getting the tummy tuck is not the end of it. For those of us getting plastic surgery, I guess labiaplasty and butt augmentation are on the rise. Two doctors' organizations have tallied up the cosmetic procedures performed last year, and butt augmentation skyrocketed, as well as controversial surgery to reshape women's genitals. Still, breast enlargement still comes in as the most common cosmetic surgery, but it took a dip. Now, what's very interesting is I have for years been fighting having a big butt. And I found it very, very difficult to get dates like my skinny butt friends, all right? Yet now that I've been married 18 years and I'm not on the market, all of a sudden a big butt is attractive. Well, what am I supposed to do now? So having a big butt now, I guess, buys you a lot of good looks. But it also can be very, very expensive. Now, I can understand for those of you that don't have big butts how difficult that would be, all right, and how, you know, you would want kind of a caboose that's kind of a little, I guess, I don't know, how would you describe a butt? I'm not really sure how would you describe, my butt, I really don't, my mom used to call it secretary's butt, I guess, because secretaries would be, sitting, and so they would be flatter. And so she called it, I guess they called it secretary's butt. So I have that, I think. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it is. It's kind of bouncy. Who knows? Anyway, surgeons say stars who celebrate their cabooses are fueling the surge like Kim Kardashian, but critics think it's all medical marketing. And so a lot of Americans think they need the posterior padding, and, of course, there are risks with it. Okay, they looked at a survey of 953 doctors. They found silicone implants for the rear end doubled to 1,800 nationwide between 2013 and 2014. A less invasive operation that transplants fat removed from elsewhere in the body, it's called the Brazilian, rose 15% to more than 11,000 positions or procedures. The American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, which is another trade group, surveyed 901 doctors and found an even bigger increase. Both kinds of augmentations doubled, I guess, for both sizes. People want to be like Kim Kardashian or, I guess, like Jennifer Lopez, etc. And, you know, what's nice is, okay, great. What's nice is we now don't have to be skinny anymore because that was really difficult. Right? But now people are spending all sorts of money trying to augment parts. And we've seen, I mean, didn't somebody die from getting silicone just straight injected into her buttocks? There was that person who wasn't a doctor that was doing that. Well, what do men want? Okay, so women, here we are, thinking we know what men want, and we think we're doing it right. What do men want? So, of course, I go to AskMen.com, one of my favorite sites that, teaches us what we should do with women. Not that I need to know. I'm a woman, I know. But here are 10 traits men like from women. One, they say, is moderate neuroticism. All right. Women may be more anxious than men. Okay. All right. But it also implies that women could be a good mother, could be concerned for the welfare of their children. And even though you may think, oh my gosh, she's so neurotic, she's always worried about this, in a way you like it. You know, it's very, very interesting. Okay. I don't like to be over anxious. And I don't like to freak out about stuff. But I notice whenever I'm kind of apathetic about something, my husband gets nervous. Apathy is something men don't like. They don't want apathy. They want to know that you are all over it. And so sometimes if I show some passion over something like, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen a Viggo Mortensen movie in like, you know, 2 years. Then I notice he's like, okay, good, everything's the same. Red. Men love women wearing red. I have nothing red in my closet. Red is my worst color. But as we've talked about colors and mating, et cetera, red is a very, very exciting type of color for men. Also, waist-to-hip ratio is very important, okay? In the Western world, the waist-to-hip ratio should be 0.7. It shouldn't be 50%. Your waist should not be 50% to your buttocks, but they want your waist to be 70% circumference of your hips. So let's say my hips are 100 centimeters. My waist would need to be 70 centimeters in order to get the guy. In other cultures, it may be different. Okay, we used to have a ratio of 0.6. Unfortunately, if you don't have that curve, your hips may not be well suited for childbirth. This was like an old type of wives' tale. And then a ratio excess of 0.8 could suggest fertility issues. So, of course, men take a look at our bodies and they go, you know what? And they calculate this. They really, really do. Guys like large eyes and they say a balanced mouth. Okay? Michael Cunningham's studies on physical attractiveness found that men perceive an ideal mouth as one that is 50% the width of the face. I'm not going to go into why that is so important. Let's quickly go through these bodily attractiveness. All right? Guys want us to kind of, I guess, look some sort of sexy, I guess, which I don't have. So I'm hoping the agreeableness, that's me. Agreeableness and ability to empathize. Yeah, they may want you to be a little neurotic about some things, but they want you to be empathetic. They want you to agree with them. Men like to know that what they're saying has value. And if you knock every single thing the guy says down, that's a problem. Men also love it when you ovulate. They could tell. Okay? Men could smell the shirts of women who were ovulating, and they could smell the testosterone and the estrogen, etc. And men are more drawn to women when they're ovulating, not when we're on our period. When we're on our period, guys run. Self-sacrificing. Apparently, there was a study from Arizona State University back in 2007, and that women who are more charitable volunteer a lot. That's pretty, pretty cool. She appreciates you. We got to show appreciation. Don't just use them to kill the spiders and to take out the garbage. And then if your face is pretty, men want pretty faces. So I guess I got the self-sacrificing done, the neuroticism. That's my catch. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful article book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a big thing I get from both men and women is hair loss and how to slow it down. Children can lose their hair. Men, women, all of us are concerned about our hair. It's just not a man thing. And when people say, I'm going bald, there could be a variety of places that could happen. It could be the top. It could be the sides. It could be up in the crown area of the head. And, you know, we all look at, the Oscars happened a while back, and we're looking at how beautiful everybody's hair is. Well, yeah, some of them are wearing hats or scarves or extensions or whatever, but a lot of us have hair loss. I'm even noticing my hair thinning, and it stinks. All right, so the most common type of hair loss is when you gradually have the thinning on top of your head. Men and women both get that. A lot of times you'll see women with receding hairlines, all right? Sometimes you start to see the letter M, right, where the receding hairline, it like you have kind of the temple, and then the hair starts to recede all the way back, and then you have the widow's peak, and then so it looks like an M. All right, women a lot of times will retain a lot of the hair at the forehead, but it will either all recede or it'll start to thin along the sides. You have circular or patchy bald spots. These alopecia spots are very concerning, okay? Because sometimes they can come on rapidly and they're very difficult to cosmetically cover up, all right? It could also affect not only your scalp, but eyebrows, beards, etc. Sometimes your skin is itchy or painful before the hair falls out, so it could be an infection, maybe a fungal infection, etc. Sometimes we go through stress, or we start to diet, and then, boom, we start to lose our hair. And people will say, gosh, I eat, I wash my hair, and I have handfuls of hair. I have, again, that is overall thinning, not bald patches. And then there's full body hair loss that we see, like, with chemotherapy, etc. And so whenever somebody comes in saying, Dahlia, I'm losing my hair, I immediately want to know, okay, well, what the hell kind of hair loss is it? You know, is it just a little patch over here? Is it, you know, like traction alopecia? A lot of cultures, you have your hair pulled all the way back tight, really, really tight with braids, etc. And unfortunately, that traction causes you to start losing your hair because of the constant stress. I always sleep on one side of my body, and my hair is thinner than the other side, so you got to switch it up. Of course, hormones are a biggie. One of the first hormones I check will be thyroid. I'll look at your thyroid because if your thyroid gland's off, you could have hair loss. Alopecia areata is where your, and there's different forms of it, it's where your body starts to fight the hair follicles. And that's where you get those smooth, shiny, discoid, round, alien-looking, big, circular areas on the scalp. Sometimes we have to treat those with antifungal. Sometimes we have to inject those with steroids, etc. Scalp infections that can cause, like, ringworm, that round area of hair loss, maybe not as smooth because the ringworm is more scaly, etc. We have to treat with topical antifungals, etc. And then other sorts of skin disorders, like lichen planus, lupus, etc. By the way, diabetes can do it, too. You know, I had a lady, I'm like, gosh, you're losing your hair. Well, she's diabetic, so she's not getting good flow, good circulation. Hair loss can be caused by drugs that also treat arthritis. We think it's just the cancer, the chemotherapeutic agents, but arthritis. Some of your antidepressants could cause hair loss. Certain medicines that we use to treat high blood pressure, heart problems, etc. Then you have some people that trichophilia, where they just like to pull out their hair. All right? You know, like when I was first seeing gray hairs, and my hair had always been really thick and beautiful. I was like, what the hell is this? So I just started plucking out the gray hairs. All right? But some of us, and then I was like, you know what? I better not do that because my hair started to thin. But, and by the way, plucking out gray hair is one of the stupidest things you could do. Okay? Because just because you, you know, I mean, if you don't want to dye your hair, you can't be pulling out all the grays. Now I just dye my hair, so it's great. If you have certain hairstyles, we talked about that, physical, emotional shock, family history is a biggie. You know, a lot of women back then didn't talk about needing a wig, etc., hair dye. You know, you would never talk about dyeing your hair. My mom would try to keep that all private and quiet, yet like her hair was red. We're like, really, Mom? You know, come on, everybody could tell, please. So if you are noticing you're losing your hair, we need to check it out. Sometimes we'll even biopsy the scalp to figure out what's going on. A lot of controversy over minoxidil and Rogaine. Rogaine there's a liquid foam that you could rub onto your scalp twice a day. It's supposed to help grow hair. Sometimes, you know, we'll see something in about 12 weeks. There's like a 2% solution, a 5% solution. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't. Same thing with Propecia. There's a prescription that we use to treat male pattern baldness. It's finasteride. And we found that men taking finasteride for prostate issues, and then the brand name Propecia, found an experience of slowing hair loss. And some even showed some hair growth. But you got to be careful because it could affect sexual function, sex drive. And then there was an increased risk of a fast type of prostate cancer. We talked about that a couple years ago on the show. So that's also concerning. We say do not get finasteride to women of childbearing age. Sometimes we'll see hair transplants work really well where they'll take tiny plugs of skin from, let's say, the back part of your scalp, and then they implant those plugs into the front. Many transplants are needed to do this, but a lot of times it looks very, very good. Sometimes scalp reduction, they'll just take part of the hairless scalp, and then you kind of cover it with hair-covered scalp, and that seems to do well, etc. But what about, you know, things that, you know, okay, we can't afford a lot of those. What can we afford? Well, certain healthy foods. So there was a great article today talking about the 10 foods you should be eating to help your hair be healthy and shiny. It's interesting. I have a couple cats, and one, her hair is always shiny. And I don't know, we're feeding her the same food as everybody else, but boy, does she love, it's probably the protein, but very, very shiny coat. I remember years ago, my mom would say, give the cats a little bit of fat from the meat that we're gleaning off because it helps their coat. I was all worried about that because I thought they'd die of a heart attack, but I guess, you know, the omega-3 fatty acids, and that's where that came from. So salmon is excellent. Salmon has the omega-3 fatty acids. They're also anti-inflammatory. It helps open up the hair follicles, promotes healthy hair growth. And then if you lack omega-3, you have a dry scalp and dull-looking hair. Spinach. Eating spinach, a great way to get nutrients. Vitamins B, C, E, potassium, calcium, iron, magnesium, omega-3s come in spinach. It's really good. It helps the red blood cells carry oxygen to the cells. Love it. Lentils. Lentils I can't stand eating, but if I'm going to lose my hair, I'll eat them. It's a good source of zinc and biotin. Helps you with good hair health. Great source of protein. Protein, of course, is a good macronutrient for the hair. Proteins are always good. They say throw some lentils onto your salads or soups to help get them into your body because a lot of those think that they taste disgusting. Sweet potatoes have beta-carotene. Beta-carotene, vitamin A deficiency, etc. That is very, very helpful. One of the most disgusting foods out there that I can't eat but apparently helps are oysters. Oysters have a lot of zinc. Zinc is an important antioxidant for the body. It helps with hair growth, helps keep the oil glands with the scalp healthy, etc. When you're low in zinc, you'll lose your hair. Eggs, very, very important. High in protein. There's also biotin, vitamin B, etc. Mackerel, oily fish. Oily fish means omega-3 fatty acids. That helps with healthy hair. If you're a vegetarian, you could use flax seeds because that'll also help. Walnuts are great. Walnuts have a lot of biotin. So the walnuts will help strengthen the hair because the biotin reduce hair loss, growth, improve hair growth, etc. Has also vitamin E. Vitamin E helps. Carrots have the vitamin A. Vitamin A not only helps your eyes, but the vitamin A can help you get that shiny look. So can't go wrong with carrots. And then poultry. Very good protein source. You got to be careful with the fried chicken, okay? But a deficiency in poultry can result in loss of hair color. So the protein helps maintain your hair color. Of course, if you want to protect your hair, you got to avoid losing weight quickly. Every time I go on a great diet and I lose weight, wow. I start to lose my hair, which, you know, a lot of people on the HCG diet found that they were losing their hair pretty quick because, again, it was an abrupt weight loss. Avoiding sugars and carbohydrates, that's not good. Make sure you're getting good protein because keratin is the structure of hair that's protein related. And don't forget your healthy fats. You really need that. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905 MyTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was an interesting study. They say playing rough, like at school or brothers or whatever, does toughen you up. They say aggressive boys tend to develop into physically stronger teens. Now, this is interesting because we now have transformed the way we're raising our kids, disciplining our kids, allowing our kids to deal with others at school. And instead of fighting and letting them hash it out and deal with it in the back of the school, or, you know, behind the bleachers, now they are, it's all, no, we're going to sit down and talk about it. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? They say boys who are more aggressive tend to be stronger when they reach their teens, according to researchers. They say the discovery could mean playing rough is actually a good thing, despite what many parents think. It's believed that the change stems from males having to compete for mates. They say this work was motivated by a long-standing controversy over the relationship between physical development and personality, according to Joshua Eisen of the University of Minnesota, who led the study. He's a psychological scientist. He said the physiques of boys and girls increasingly diverge during adolescence, leading to a profound sex difference in physical strength. There is also an observable sex difference in personality traits, like physical aggression and risk-taking. Research has suggested a link between male upper body strength and aggressive tendencies, but I guess they still aren't sure how that happens. I mean, I've known some real big guys that are just pussycats, you know? The new research published in Psychological Science, which is a journal of the Association for Psychological Science, which to me sounds redundant, but that's okay. So they say that muscular strength and aggressive antisocial traits are both mediated by these changing hormone levels that kids get through adolescence. Or they think that more aggressive boys engage in activities that facilitate greater development of strength. So the more muscle you have, the bigger you are, the more you want to, I guess, pursue that or develop it. They say pubertal changes responsible for male superior strength were likely shaped by inter-male competition for mates. Now, some of you guys are nodding your head going, yeah, that's why you put your kids in sports. You know, my husband was already planning the sports my kids were going to play. I was too, because I come from a sports family. But my husband, we were already planning it way before the baby was even born, even before conception. You know, we were like, okay, you know what? They're going to do football and they're going to do this. Oh, no, maybe not. Maybe we won't let them be quarterback, but maybe we'll let them be, you know. And, I mean, we were already thinking about that. Why? Is it because we love watching sports? Is it because we like to be, you know, we like the idea of, yeah, you know, our kids are in sports or whatever. Or is it because we think that's what's going to protect them and get them ready later in life? And I think it's all together. You know, my husband was coming up to me, you know, years ago, going, I don't understand this. The boys are always fighting. You know, why is that? What's wrong with them? And I'm like, but you had a brother. Didn't you always fight? Oh, no. We never. I remember always fighting. I remember me and my brother would start throwing punches. Me and my sister would pull each other's hair. It was all about fighting. It was all about competition. I had to compete. I was the middle child, so I had to compete against my sister, who was the know-it-all and was supposed to be the prettier one and the smarter one, and she was. And then my brother, who was faster, stronger, wilier. And here I am, the dumb one, in the middle, trying to get everybody's attention. And so what did I do? I excelled in school. And I loved school, and I just competed and competed, so I would come home with the best grades. I would have the best behavior. Oh, my sister and brother hated me. But I found ways to compete. As a little girl, I had to find where my niche could be. I couldn't try to be as pretty as my sister. All right? I couldn't try to be as creative and hang out with my dad. You know, my brother, he was the boy. He was the first of the two boys. So, I mean, I really couldn't, you know, but how could I get my dad's attention? I had to figure it out. All right, and you know, the whole relationship with siblings is a very, very competitive one just at the onset. I mean, look at a mama trying to feed her little baby birds the worm, okay? These birds are fighting for the worm, whoever's the loudest, whoever has the biggest mouth or whatever, trying to get the worm that the mama's trying to feed. I don't know how mama bird handles it, how she makes sure that everybody gets the food or not, but you are competing since day one. Cain killing Abel, back in the Bible, was representative of civil rivalry. But the reason why we have civil or sibling rivalry is because that's what prepares us later in life. Okay? Then, we're punching and kicking each other on the way to the bus stop. and we hate each other, and then all of a sudden we start getting picked on at the bus stop, and boy, do we gang up. It amazes me. You know, I look at my two kids. They look like they hate each other. Or they even tell. They even come to me going, Mom, I hate them. Now, in my family, you got in trouble. If you said that you hated each other, you got in big trouble. We'd lose a tooth if we did that. We were never allowed to hate our siblings. With us, I'm like, trust me, he's going to be your best friend later. What? I hate him. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you worry. It's like, how the hell are they going to have each other's back? But they will. You know, it's one of those things where you learn how to love somebody that you can't stand, which probably starts to prepare you for marriage later, I guess. I don't know. But I love my husband, but how he could stand me, I don't know. So now they go to school. And so the kids start to push each other. And immediately preschool, kindergarten teachers on top of that, so they don't. Okay? And then kids started to pinch my kid in class. When my kid tried to turn around to push him, he got in trouble. He got sent to the principal's office. The other kid did it. You know, and he's like, Mom, you know, these kids are messing with me in school. You know, so my husband's like, well, next time they do it, you clock them. And I'm like, no, you can't do it. Now you get arrested for stuff like that. And so my husband and I have debated, what the hell do we do? Now, luckily, that's not an issue anymore with our kids. But what do you do with the kids that are getting bullied at school? You know, in the olden days, you would say, there was a girl giving me a hard time. I clocked her. I did that a lot in school. And they left you alone. They got scared. Now, I'm not saying I want my kid to hit somebody else in the face. Okay, that's not the way to do things. It could cause horrible damage. Trust me, being an ER doc, I had to fix a lot of those. But, you know, when do these kids start to learn how to defend themselves? When do kids learn how to fight? When do kids learn how to block a punch? Now, a lot of you are like, okay, well, you know, we'll teach our kids karate or taekwondo. I did that. We immediately put our kids into taekwondo or something so they could learn how to block. But did they want to stick with it? No, they didn't want to stick with it. And that was very, very concerning to me. Because I'm like, I need these kids to learn. So, see, I learned how to fight because my dad taught me. All right? My brother taught me. The kids in school taught me. So I feel like I could block a punch and I know exactly how to give a punch. My kids don't. Okay, now we got them in sports, etc. But it is, you wonder, when do we teach our kids? You know, of course, it's all about, okay, well, we need to have, you know, proper discussions, proper dialogues. We need to show self-restraint. But are we hurting ourselves? What about national security? Do we have kids aggressive enough to want to be in the military? Do we have enough people that want to be in the military? No. We can resolve all our conflicts by dialogue. All right, well, you can resolve a lot of conflicts by dialogue. I agree. There's a lot of things dialogue could do. Trust me. All right, I think I'm the queen of dialogue. I've been able to calm people down, stop people from killing themselves, stop people from wanting to hit me. Talking them down, it's great. It's an art we need to learn. But do I feel physically ready to defend myself or go into combat? No. Not now. I haven't done it in years. So, it's going to be very interesting to see what, you know, how we let kids evolve the way little cubs and little bears and little zebras and little humans are supposed to develop. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm looking at this video that has gone viral where a skydiver goes unconscious while he's free-falling because he suffered a seizure. Apparently, Christopher Jones was plummeting through the air over Australia, and while he's in a free fall, before he opens up his, chute, obviously, he goes into a seizure. This was just seconds after jumping out of the plane. Apparently, there is a video of the November 14th incident. I posted it on Facebook, and it has already, I guess, had 4 million views. It shows him prepping and making the jump, then turning onto his back and starting to convulse at the one-minute mark. I guess the seizure started when Jones tried to make a left-hand turn at 9,000 feet. He passed out and hurled through the air, and luckily his instructor, Sheldon McFarlane, was able to reach him and pull the parachute ripcord. Thank God. Jones said he regained consciousness at 3,000 feet and safely landed, possibly the scariest moment of his life. He has epilepsy, but had a doctor's note saying he was cleared for skydiving. Apparently, he had been seizure-free for 4 years. However, the CEO of the Epilepsy Association of Western Australia tells the station that even ABC Australia, that even though people with epilepsy are usually allowed to drive if they have a seizure after a year, he would not recommend skydiving for anyone with the condition or any extreme sport, because that could then, I guess, trigger a seizure. I guess McFarlane, who was the instructor, says if he hadn't cloud bounced over to Jones, a remote device would have automatically pulled Jones' ripcord. He said it was fine. We don't do it all every day, but part of our training is to look after our students. Wow. All right. You know what I would do? I would probably have 5 different people having access to that button. One, of course, would be my husband down on the ground, unless he wants the life insurance money. Then I need to give it to somebody else. I would probably give it to Tom, my producer and engineer here at GCN Network, because I think he really, really likes my show, and he'd want me to come back, unless he is going to love the time off. So then I would give it to probably my mom. I don't know, but wow, that is some definitely scary stuff. Also scary, Sierra Leone's vice president is in quarantine for Ebola. Sierra Leone's vice president has put himself in quarantine following the death from Ebola of one of the security guards. Vice President Samuel Sam Sumana is set to become acting president later Sunday when President Ernest Bai Koroma leaves Sierra Leone to attend a European Union, I guess, conference in Ebola in Belgium. Sam Sumana will carry out his presidential duties from home. He is the highest ranking African official to be in quarantine in this Ebola outbreak in West Africa, which the death toll is approaching, I guess, 10,000. The news highlights the rise of new cases in Sierra Leone, and I guess he voluntarily decided to quarantine himself for 21 days following the death from Ebola last Tuesday. I wonder if while he's quarantined, he could still do what he needs to do. I mean, I'm sure there could be an area where he's Skyping everybody and talking to everybody, so they're like, oh, you know, we got to do this, and we need to pass this law, and we need to do this. All right, you know, show me. So I'm wondering if there's a way where you could still. I would need internet if I was quarantined. I would definitely want internet. I'm not sure how they'd give the food. They probably have the food all packaged up, and then they quickly throw the food, and then they quickly close the door. You know, I'm not sure. But anyway, Sierra Leone recorded 18 new cases of Ebola in the week ending Saturday, up from 16 cases new week. There are many clusters. I guess many of the new clusters are related to the fishing industry. There was a fisherman who died at sea early February. The boat returned his body to Freetown. Some of the fishermen on the boat returned to their homes, unfortunately, causing new infections. Ebola is still spreading the fastest in Sierra Leone. So even though we were hoping that by June this could kind of quiet down, unfortunately, it's not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. D-A-L-I. We're getting some breaking news here. Apparently, students, according to KFI News, find a teacher dead in a classroom at El Dorado High School in Placentia. So, wow. We'll keep you guys posted on that. I don't have any information now on that as we get that. Boy, I have no idea if it was by natural causes or if it was, let me see what I get here. CBS News is giving us some Placentia. Let me see. Teacher was found. Unidentified teacher was found deceased inside a classroom at El Dorado High School just before school started Monday morning. And I guess I'm not getting much more. She was reportedly found by the students. It's a female. And now they're investigating. So far, we don't have the age, date, or age, or gender release. As we get information on that, we will keep you posted. All right. Man, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. So Alzheimer's. Early signs of Alzheimer's disease can be found in patients as young as 20 years old. Right, the unprecedented findings suggest that disease starts to eat away at the brain half a century before your symptoms develop. This was a much younger age than we ever imagined. The discovery raises the prospect of giving people drugs in the very earliest stages when it's the easiest to treat. But wow, 20? They say it is not known how many people will have the early signs of Alzheimer's in their 20s that will go on to develop the disease. We know Alzheimer's affects millions of people worldwide, and they suspect that the sufferers are going to even double by the year 2050. No cure for dementia, and the existing drugs, they stave it off, but nothing is reversing it. Researchers from Northwestern University in Chicago examined the brains of elderly people with and without Alzheimer's, as well as samples taken from 13 people aged between 20 and 66. These younger people were free of memory problems when they died, but they showed the beta amyloid, the toxic protein that is the one responsible for kind of clogging up the brain in Alzheimer's, and they found this toxic buildup as young as 20. Remember we talked about how Vietnam vets years ago who already had carotid plaquing when they were 18 years old, and we were like, look guys, you know, heart disease isn't a 50-year-old problem. It starts when these kids are young. Well, same thing with Alzheimer's. I'm not surprised. They said, we thought that the damage had been started about 15 to 20 years before the disease takes hold, but now they think the amyloid is building up way earlier than that. So the amyloid clumps were found inside neurons of the brain cells that were involved in the memory and attention, and unfortunately are the first to die in normal aging. So when these neurons die, you start to accumulate the amyloid, you got the scar tissue, etc. And so we need to figure out how to stop the amyloid. Now there was a study that looked at preventing the amyloid production in the liver to begin with. But I don't know where that went. Unfortunately, you know, when it comes to, you know, amyloid, it's an important protein that our body needs and uses. So you can't just stop making something. What happens with a lot of these diseases is that they, you know, it's an aberration of something that we need. Like, for example, oils and LDL. And cholesterol. We need that. You need cholesterol to survive. It's just too much hurts you. All right? Scientists around the world now are trying to make drugs to stop Alzheimer's in its tracks. The Alzheimer's Society gave the research a cautious welcome because they're like, well, now what are we supposed to do about it? We got 20-year-olds possibly showing signs of Alzheimer's. What the hell are we supposed to do? Well, we just figure out how we're getting the, we got to figure out how we're, making the amyloid and try to prevent abnormal deposition of it. Or maybe we figure out how much amyloid we need to live and slow down the liver from overproducing the amyloid. It's that simple. Honestly, people. All right. Hey, if I can figure it out, they can. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Yeah.
Hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down,
take me down to the little white church,
hang me down to the little white church,
hang me down to the little white church.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.